everyone. This is Coach Chanel Radio. Good morning, everyone. This is Selfless Love Talk Coach Chanel Budd. And this morning, we have a special guest speaker, Kessie Howard, who will be joining us soon. I'm excited about today's show with Ms. Kessie Howard. She is a long-term friend of mine. We actually grew up together and branched off, of course, and so we reconnected. And today she will be actually telling you what she's been doing over the last decade in reference to her growth and everything. So I'm going to, you know, ask that everybody mute their phones as you all come on, and I'm going to give people time to join us for this morning's episode. So if you are not the guest speaker or the host, please mute your phone. Good morning, Kessie.
Hi, Chanel.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited as well, and thank you for absolutely coming on here because, you know, what you're going to be bringing to the table and the platform today is very informative. And I'm asking everyone who comes on to please mute your phone. I am going to have everyone live on my end in the event that there's questions that will come up during the show. So please mute your phones if you are not the guest speaker or the host. Thank you. So, Kessie, what I'm going to do this morning is actually go ahead and have you introduce yourself, mm-hmm. and then we'll go from there.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, so what I'm going to have you do is to go ahead and introduce yourself and everything mm-hmm. and give a little bit of some background, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, okay. So my name is Kessie Howard, and I am the founder and owner of Structured Strategies, which is an organizational development company. For those of you who are unfamiliar with organizational development, it's the process of which, you know, we go in and align or realign business practices with the business goals and the visions of executive leaders or owners. There are many different parts to organizational development. The things that I actually focus on are leadership coaching, strategic planning, corporate trainings, and management consulting. I have been doing this, actually training all of my life since I entered into the workforce as a young child or a teenager, I'll say. I started out training employees or, you know, fellow coworkers, I guess I should say, started training fellow coworkers. And then I kind of just graduated into actually facilitating all-day, full-day corporate training workshops for management trainees and for store openings. And so that's how I fell into it.
That is awesome. What are some of the common myths associated to the services that you provide?
Well, you know, so when you think about leadership, right, so you think about leadership, you think about business, you think that leadership is easy, right? You think that everyone who is in the professional world or every professional, once you get into the workforce, that you want to be a leader, that they right. want to be a leader or that they should be a leader. Everyone is not cut out to be a leader, right? Because if everyone was cut out to be a leader, then we would have no followers. And then who would we be leading?
Yes.
So the other thing is that, you know, it's important to understand that there are great followers and there are great leaders. And a great leader is actually someone who is able to be a good follower and leader. But another myth associated with leadership would actually be that your title, so if you end up acquiring a leadership title, that can be anything from director, manager, supervisor, coordinator, And if you end up having one of those titles and you're so happy and you're so proud and you're just excited to get started, but you think that it automatically demands someone to follow you and to respect you and to gain their loyalty, your title does not demand that. Your title is just that. It is just a title, right? And people follow people. People are loyal to people. They are loyal to people. They are not loyal to titles. They follow people. They do not follow titles. And that is one of the biggest misconceptions when people who have a desire or even have the opportunity to become some sort of leader, right, on the front lines or even get to the higher pinnacle of leadership, that just because you have that particular title, that it means that people are going to follow you. That is not true. That is not the case. And another myth I think would be is that, you know, communication, we're talking about business and we're talking about leadership and professionals, and we tend to take communication for granted, right? Meaning that effective communication, we think that it's easy and that it should be easy. That is a huge myth. It is not easy to communicate with people. It is not easy to convey what it is that you're thinking in the moment and make sure that you say it in the right way that the person is able to receive it just how you're thinking it. That is one of the most difficult things, and it's actually one of the biggest organizational problems within business is communication.
Good. So can you tell me why are the services that you offer or provide so important?
Well, some of the things, you know, again, we're talking about people, right? And we're talking about people in the workplace. And it's important because executive coaching, training, all of these things that fall under organizational development have to do with how we relate and how we guide others, how we work together, how we guide our teams, how we think and collaborate within the workplace. And this is important because only 1 in 10 managers are actually equipped or feel equipped or prepared to actually handle the challenges that are associated with being a manager. So that means you go into a management role, you have this management role, and only 1 of you out of 10 are actually prepared and ready to do it. And then on top of that, if we talk about more statistics, you know, 69% of managers in the U.S. actually feel extremely uncomfortable communicating with their staff and customers. Think about that. If the majority of us are uncomfortable communicating with our staff and our customers, that's the primary source of reason for our job, right? We're supposed to communicate with our customers, and we're supposed to communicate with our staff, and that is one of the hardest things for us.
That's so true.
And so that's why this is so important. Organizational development, training, professional development is extremely important if we're talking about the business world, right? I mean, there's always going to be business, regardless of what type of business it is. Yes, business continues to develop itself and reimagine business every day on how it can be and how it's going to be for future days and years to come. But business is still business. And we have to know how to communicate with people. We have to know how to lead people. We have to know how to work with people. And ultimately, we have to know how to manage the stress that's associated with not only business, but dealing with people. Because we're all different. And since we're all different, we all have different personalities. We all have different ways in which we talk. You know, different ways in which we receive information, different ways, different things that excite us and get us, you know, motivated and inspired and energized. So, I mean, that's kind of complex if you think about it. if you think about someone as a manager who has a staff of, I don't know, let's just even say a small number, let's say a staff of 10 people, and all 10 of those people have a completely different way in which you have to motivate them. You have to approach them differently, each one of them. It's exhausting, it's confusing, and it takes a lot of time. That's why these services are important. That's why the services in which I provide are important. It's important both for the business and it's important for the professionals. It's important for us as workers as well.
That is awesome. Are there common roadblocks that frontline leaders or small business owners need to watch out for?
Well, I mean, so all of us, roadblocks is a part of life, right? Setbacks, they're a part of life. Everyone is going to have a setback. And if we're talking about setbacks that take place within the workplace or that take place, you know, within a certain role that we play, some of the common ones actually originate from becoming a one-hit wonder. So let's say that we are at our job and we do something that's really great. We get noticed. We have some sort of success at work, whether it's, you know, dealing with a challenging customer, you know, an irate customer, and you just happen to step in and you're able to calm down the situation and you're able to get the customer to leave happy, get your, you know, your team or even your coworkers under control and help them have a sense of peace so everything is okay. And then that's great. You know that you did great. You feel exhilarated. And now, for the next 10 years, next 5 years, that's the only thing that you focus on is, well, I did this. Well, remember when I did this, I know how to help customers do this. We have to always, always develop ourselves. We cannot get stuck and be a victim of a one-hit wonder, right? Being successful at something and is great. It's a great feeling, but you have to keep on producing. And your job wants you to keep on producing. And so that roadblock is you being able to see, okay, this is one thing, but what is next? If you can't see that there's more to that, then that is a roadblock that you've created for yourself.
That's good.
Another roadblock would be getting distracted by our egos. You know, we all, every last one of us, and I include myself in this, you can all become distracted by your ego, especially when things are going great. When things are going great and you are on top of the world and you are truly embracing every success, every good luck, every opportunity, every resource that you have, and you're embracing that. But if you get distracted by that and start to get, you know, a big head versus staying focused and continuing to do the work, right, that becomes a roadblock for yourself. You actually are creating that roadblock.
That's good. What advice would you give someone wanting to become a better leader or grow within their business?
So leadership is, it's not as easy as people think, and it's very complex, and there are a lot of different tentacles that make a great leader, right? There are a lot of different elements that make a great leader. And leadership is not just about having a leadership title, because you can have, it could be a group of you on that same team, and there is a leader within that team that everybody looks to help maybe be their voice, to help them strategize, to help them overcome certain problems. So a leadership is the person and the way that they act. And if someone is interested in becoming a great leader, either to excel within their profession or grow their business, one of the biggest things is actually to become self-aware, to become more self-aware and accountable for your own growth and progress. One of the mistakes that we make is that when we're in the workplace, we are constantly depending on our employer to develop us versus being accountable for our own selves and say, this is what I want in life. This is where I want my profession to go. This is how much money I want to make, right? But what are you doing on your own behalf to make that happen? Don't leave it in the hands of someone else. The only person that is going to work the hardest for you is you. And so, you know, that and then finding allies who have your best interests in mind. There's truly, truly something to be said about being surrounding yourself around positive people, a positive network. People who want you to succeed, who help you think through roadblocks, who help you think through obstacles, who help you problem solve, who give you that motivation when you're feeling down or when self-doubt may be setting in. You need a network. You need a network of people who truly want to see you and you succeed and you fulfill your purpose.
Good. Was there anything about your business journey that has taught you about being selfless?
Well, I think that there's when we're talking about selfless in business, there's a misconception about selfless. So, you know, if we talk about the definition of selfless, you know, I'm assuming that, or if I can think about it, it means that, you know, you're putting someone else's interest before yours, right? And so you're worrying about that other person. You're putting their needs before yours. But when we're talking about business, you try to come up with, you know, it's hard to conduct business in a way that you're always putting the needs of someone else before yours, right, because it's a business. One thing that I've learned is that in business, selfless does not mean not valuing the services or the talents that you have. And so that's what it taught me, because in the beginning, you know, there have been attempts years ago, right, where I used to have, you know, I was a hobby professional per se. So I would have, you know, different side gigs that I would do. And those side gigs, you know, I used that selfless mindset because I just wanted to help. I just wanted to help people grow and to help people organize and structure their businesses or help them become better managers or better employees or find their purpose, right, within the workplace. But I didn't put value on a lot of that stuff. And so while I'm sitting here and I'm staying the same and doing the exact same thing over and over again, I'm not growing that part of me because I'm doing the same thing. And so there has to be a point where I step back and say, okay, there is value in what I'm doing. And, you know, I have to find a balance to serve me that serves me and serves another person. And that's what business has taught me about being selfless. There has to be a balance.
That's good. What are the most important lessons you've learned in business?
Oh my God, there are so many things that I'm sure we've all have learned when we're talking about business. You know, I have a talk that I do that speaks about when life gives you a thumbs down, turn it around. Things my inner self knew that my outer self did not, about deceit, jealousy, sabotage, and sexism in the workplace. And so all of those things, you know, for example, one thing that I guess I can mention is that I've learned, you know, all of the jealousy that takes place with at work has nothing to do with me, right? And so if I flip that and I say, if you are someone who is experiencing high levels of jealousy at work, right? You know that someone is jealous, and so the energy is just off. It's, you know, not good energy at work. Know that it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with you. That's something that I had to learn. And it actually more so has to do with what that other person thinks that they don't have or thinks that they can't have or what they think that they cannot get. Right? And so all of that is actually on them, and it has nothing to do with you. They're really jealous about they're questioning their own worth. They're questioning their own skills, right? They're questioning the worth or their own confidence. Why don't I have that confidence? But you can develop that confidence. Why don't I have those skills? Well, you have your own skills. And so that is one thing that I had to learn, right? I had to learn that your troubles don't have to be my troubles when we're talking about growing and expanding in my career.
Thank you. What's one of the things you wish you had known when you first began your career?
Well, one of the biggest things I wish I knew early on when I entered the workforce, I wish I knew how to think big. I wish I knew I wish I knew what it truly meant to, like, believe in myself and think big. And I say that because, you know, we're brought up and we're taught that we go to school, right? We at least have to go until, you know, 12th grade and graduate from high school. And then after that, you go and you get a job. And you get a job, and from that day forward, you know, someone is telling you when to come to work, when to eat, when to go home, when to start a project, when to stop a project, when to speak, when not to speak, right? So you're constantly being taught to do things based on somebody else. And so I wish that I knew that was a myth, right? That's actually not how it works. And I wish that I knew that being able and learning, you know, I go into a workplace and that is a platform. That is a platform, any job that I have ever had, you know, that was a platform for me to continue to perfect my skills, for me to learn different skills, to, you know, expand opportunities for me in the future. There are so many things that, you know, we have experienced and we have no idea that it's going to come back into play 10, 15 years later. So, you know, jobs that we hate, people that we dislike, there is value in that situation that we can't see at that present moment. So, for instance, there was a job that I used to have, which I'm sure we've all been there, that was not my favorite job, let me just say that. And it wasn't my favorite job, but it taught me so much, and I did not realize how much I learned until I left the job. And that actually set me up to continue to fulfill my purpose and my passion in business. Because now I developed skills that I didn't want, mind you, because I didn't like the job, right? That I didn't want, so I wasn't willing to happy to receive whatever was coming to me. I was forced right, per se. So you got to kind of put that thinking cap on and say, oh, I just got to plug through it, you know, it's a job. But actually, it served its purpose, and it served me very well. And so I wish that, you know, I knew all that, because once you are able to think big, once you have, you know, are able to truly believe in yourself and your talents, then you have better control over self-doubt, right? Because we all experience self-doubt. Then you have better control over your ability to decrease the amount of doors that you've closed, you know, on opportunities, because we've all closed doors on opportunities. Because you're more aware. You know what you have. You know what talents you have. You know what you bring to the table. You know, you're more aware of all of your surroundings and even your inner self. I wish I would have known that at 19.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So what are you most thankful for?
So, you know, I am honestly most thankful for my ability to persevere and speak up. Life is about struggle, right? Life is about struggle. It's about happiness. It's about love. It's about friendship and family, the ups and downs. Every aspect, every element, every piece that I just mentioned requires you to have the ability to persevere. You need to learn how to persevere. You need to learn how to see whatever win or whatever failure as it is, and then keep pushing forward. Do not let it paralyze you. And that is what I am most thankful for. There have been so many things and so many challenges up until now, and I'm sure there will be so many more to come. But I know, and I am confident and thankful that when it does happen, I have the skills, I have the mindset to continue to persevere.
Awesome. Do you have anything interesting coming up for the listeners to look forward to?
I actually will be hosting a series of free webinars to teach people how to either navigate and strategize challenging personalities, minimize or failures in the workplace, embracing their leadership skills, and that if they want to thrive within the workplace, and maximizing their true talents. Those are just some of the topics that will be discussed, but I do have those coming up very shortly, actually within the next month or two. I will be launching those. Mm-hmm. And then I actually have something happening in Pittsburgh. I will begin to host quarterly pop-up events throughout Pittsburgh for the year 2020 for professionals, and that will actually be starting in March, so you can look out for that.
That's amazing. Please keep me in the loop on that and tag me so that I can also hear them.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you. So where can our listeners connect with you online?
So, you know, the number one place is definitely my website. An easy way to get to my website is just to just do my name. So it's KessieHoward.com. The official website is actually the name of my business, which is structuredstrategies.global. Either one of those, KessieHoward.com, will take you to Structured Strategies, the main website. And so that's definitely where you can connect with me, in addition to Facebook and LinkedIn.
Kessie, thank you so much for being a special guest on our show, and I look forward to having you back again.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to go ahead and see if there's any questions for anyone. And I would ask again that everyone mute your personal line, but if you have a question, would you go ahead and please speak if there's any questions for Kessie? All right. So what we're going to do now, Kessie.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Hi, Kessie.
Hi, yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine,
this is
thank
Miss Hi, that's good. This is Miss Sandy, Chanel's mom. I am just totally blown away because you have set the tone, the willingness, the experience of life to set things forth. And I've always pondered on the things that you talked about, how to deal, you know, with the people on your job, and what is it that reflects you? What did they see in you on the job, and how do you, you know, help them to see that you're not the threat, you know, but the answer? You have just touched in all the areas that it really affects me up till now, but that's how I was feeling back when I was coming through. And so I did not have the proper help, you know, to, you know, for me to, like, you know, talk to your boss or, you know, I had to present my own way of trying to handle things, which did work. But if we were all grouped together, you know, and not one by itself, it could have been better, or my outcome of decision making could have been much better. But I just want to thank you. Your wisdom is set there. God be the glory over you, and continue, because you are amazing. And I'm just so thankful I was here today to listen. Just to listen to you. Set apart.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Sandy. Wow. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
All of that.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
So if there's go ahead, Kessie.
No, I was going to say that, you know, one of the things that, you know, when we're going through our careers, right, we're just plowing through our careers, and some of them are careers and some of them are jobs, but whatever the case is that what's missing and what's missing from the front line, so to speak, people who are out there really dealing with the customers and turning the wheel, is like what I like to say, people who are responsible for truly turning that wheel, that business wheel, they need a platform. They need someone to talk to. You know, it's deeper than just, this is what I'm telling you to do, so just do it, right? And people need that outlet, and I want to be that outlet for people because I know how it feels. So thank you. Thank you for noticing that. I appreciate that, Miss Sandy.
Oh, you're welcome. And I will stay with you because I believe that this is a part of God sets everything up. Everything is already lined. And those who are listening or those who are, you know, partaking in anything that you set in direction of life and, you know, your capabilities and, you know, which way you want to go if you want to be that leader or own a business or whatever, you have to have training. You have to. You really do have to have, you know, that training, that asset in order to have a functional business or a business that is increasing. And so I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to continue to listen. You know, to your podcast. If you're going to come back with Chanel, please come back on her podcast. There's so much to learn. But thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Chanel.
Oh, you're so welcome. So what we're going to do now, if there's not anyone else that has a question, what I do, Kessie, at the end of every podcast is say a quick prayer. Hello, everyone. If you don't mind, everyone, muting your phone except for Kessie and myself so that there's no background noise. I'm going to go ahead and close us out in prayer. Kessie, thank you again for being a special guest. And I'm just grateful for this platform. There are a lot of people that will not only listen to it today, but in the future as well. They are all recorded. So I'm just going to go ahead and say thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platform and for Kessie, for our guest speaker today, and also for all of our listeners, Lord. I ask that you cover us, protect us, and give us grace. Give us favor, Lord. And the doors that you send us through that are open for us, Father God, may you send your people that need us for change and for strength and healing and guidance to be successful, Lord. May they come to us. I just thank you all, and I ask that you have a wonderful day today. And, Lord, just continue to pour into us our wisdom, our understanding, our knowledge, our strength, love, and everything that we need to continue on while we do what you have called us to do, because all of this is a part of your plan and your perfect will for our lives. So thank you all, and I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Have a good Saturday afternoon and the rest of the weekend, everyone, and I will see you all back here on Saturday.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.